welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you, from a fresh and unique perspective, how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, a medical doctor asks his patients, "If you were to die unexpectedly, do you know for certain that you would enter heaven?" And this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, episode number 458, titled "A Medical Doctor Asks His Patients." That is, a real medical doctor asks his patients, "If you were to die unexpectedly, do you know for certain that you would enter heaven?" I'm here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. As a physician for 33 years with a specialty of internal medicine and a subspecialty in nuclear medicine, I advised my patients to have yearly physical examinations. Many were found to be in excellent health. However, at a later date, I was often called to the hospital emergency room to examine one of my patients with an acute emergency, a possible heart attack, an accident, or some other serious physical problem. Such patients were often fearful and apprehensive, with the thought of death uppermost in their minds. After dealing with their medical emergency, I often heard them admit to being exposed to Christianity by radio or by television, but seldom read the Bible, prayed, or attended church. They were living good moral lives, performing good deeds, and giving to charities, but did not sense the peace of God in their lives. So frequently I asked the question, "If you were to die unexpectedly, do you know for certain that you would enter heaven?" The typical answer was, "I think so," or "I hope so." However, some patients would answer, "Yes, I know so. I have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and have peace with God. I am prepared for heaven." Do you ever wonder how you can know for certain that you have eternal life, peace with God, and be prepared to enter heaven? All physicians have medical textbooks written by authorities to assist them in making a correct diagnosis and proper treatment. Humanity also has a guidebook provided by the supreme spiritual authority, God Himself. The Bible shows us how to know God, how to live a meaningful life that pleases Him, and how to spend eternity in heaven. The Holy Bible also declares in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and chapter 6, verse 23. Pardon me. The Holy Bible also declares in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and Romans chapter 6, verse 23. That we all have a fatal spiritual condition. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Like a critically ill patient must seek medical care to avoid death, we must find a solution to our sinful condition, or we will die in our sins without God and go to that awful place of eternal death in hell. Thankfully, God has provided a cure. He did this by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross to cleanse us from all our sins. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The sinless Son of God took judgment for us, so God can justly forgive your sins and my sins and give us eternal life. 3 days after His crucifixion, Jesus Christ came back to life, proving that He had fully paid the penalty for all of our sins. The next step, in order to belong to God's family so that you can go to heaven when you die instead of hell, you must, by faith, trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. For Jesus Christ said it first and best when He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Holy Bible also describes this step of faith like this. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 states that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible also states in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you will call on Jesus Christ in faith as your Savior from the judgment you deserve, you will be saved. No one is excluded. That means you can know now that you are prepared to meet God in heaven. There is no maybe, or I hope so, or I think so, only I know so. So what is keeping you from putting your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can have a home in heaven when you die and avoid going to that awful place of eternal death called hell? The Holy Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And dear friend, if you want to be saved from the wrath to come and from an eternity in hell, and you want to go to heaven when you die, then simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ believe in your heart that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God. He rose from the dead on the third day by the power of God. And believe in Jesus Christ with all of your heart, and he will save your soul. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, this prayer, and call on the Lord for your salvation. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents, I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Dear friend, if those words express your faith in Jesus Christ, three positive changes will result according to the good doctor. Number one, you can say, I know I have eternal life based on the authority of God's word. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Number two, you have peace with God. The Holy Bible states in Romans 5:1, therefore being justified, made right with God by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, you have passed from spiritual death into eternal life that begins now. Jesus Christ said in John 5:24, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Crossway Ministries, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at crossway.org. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that was grace the